Our speaker is Ben Bailey.
And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. Matthew chapter 1, verse 21. Welcome to our study of the New Testament. New Testament overview begins with the wonderful gospel account that Matthew writes. Matthew, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit by inspiration, pens to us about Jesus, the King of the Kingdom. Key word in the book of Matthew is the kingdom, or the kingdom of heaven. Jesus is here. Matthew begins in Matthew chapter 1, verse 21, telling us his name is Jesus. He'll save his people from their sins. His name is Emmanuel, which is translated God is with us. And Jesus is the King that God's people have been looking for, the King of the heavenly kingdom. And as King, Jesus goes about preaching law, preaching his message of love, telling people about salvation and the way of hope. And he goes about talking about the kingdom. Matthew chapter 16, verses 13 through 18, Jesus tells the people, his followers, his disciples, that his kingdom is the church. It's founded on the truth that he is the Christ, the Son of the living God, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against the kingdom. Jesus established the kingdom while he was here on earth. In Mark chapter 9, verse 1, Jesus said to his disciples, "Assuredly, there are some of you standing here today who shall not taste death till you see the kingdom present with power." The kingdom's here. What is the kingdom? The kingdom's the church. Matthew chapter 16, verses 18 and 19. And thus, Jesus built the kingdom. He built the church. He is the King. And if we're going to have access to the King and his blessings, we've got to be a part of the kingdom. How do you get in the kingdom? Well, Jesus said in Mark 16, verse 16, "He that believes and is baptized will be saved, will be a part of the kingdom." Are you a part of the kingdom of Christ? Friend, there's no greater kingdom in all the world than the kingdom of Christ. He's coming one day to receive that kingdom to the Father. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 24 says, and so if you're not a part of the kingdom, why not obey the gospel and have access to the King and the wonderful kingdom he established?
God be the glory. This is the gospel of Christ.